Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you across the world.
Good morning.
This is Vernon Johnson. And I want you to know that we appreciate you being here and we thank you. And God is so good. Let's go to God and talk to him. Yeah. Heavenly Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for allowing us to even speak to you this morning. You've been so ultra awesome, so wondrous, so amazing, so astounding, so estimable, so hard to describe what you've been. But we just thank you and we praise you and appreciate everything you've done. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Resting and ruling and abiding upon us. Thank you so very much, Lord. We appreciate you more than we can express in words. We ask that you forgive us for all sins. Every sin, omission, the things we omitted, you told us to do and we haven't done. And the sins of commission, the things that we've committed that we should have done. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we love you, Lord. Oh, we appreciate you. God, we look to you today. Bless you and bless people on this prayer line. They've gotten up to be with you, I believe. And they need your anointing. They need your blessings. They need to know that you're there every step of the way. Thank you, 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 thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We love you. We love you. We praise you. We appreciate you. And we just ask that you forgive all sin. Bless, 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 bless. Somebody, your brother, is in trouble. I feel it in the spirit realm. Your brother is in trouble. But we're talking to the troubleshooter, the one who can solve every problem. Thank you, Jesus. And we're asking him to fix that problem for your brother. Help you also through the storm and through the rain. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, in advance for what you're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, I want to thank you for how you made a way out of no way.
Yes, yes.
When these people on the line and open their eyes so they can see what you've done. Open their eyes, cataracts on their eyes.
Yes.
Placed there by Satan himself to keep them from seeing the works of God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We will praise you in advance for opening their eyes so they can see. Some you've done great miracles for, and they don't even see. They don't see what you've done. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for doing it, God, and blessing and making a way. We give you the glory and all the praise for doing it. And we ask that you stretch out your mighty hand today, take over the prayer line. Give us a mighty miracle. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Thank God.
In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of y'all who are awake on the prayer line. God bless you. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Do y'all know it's a wonderful thing to say good morning?
Yeah.
There's so many people who can't say good morning. They went in last night. I see it in the spirit realm. Their families are weeping, and they're calling all around the country trying to get a hold of their daughters and sons and brothers and sisters and everything, trying to get a hold of them, saying, come on home. So-and-so went home last night. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I see all this. I see all of it. They're weeping. They're crying.
Yes.
And here you are, Move your hand. Move your hand. Move your hand. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. And if you can take your deep breath, you owe the Lord some praise, because the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. If you got some breath this morning from every area code, don't let the devil talk to you and tell you, oh, just listen to the praise. That's the enemy. He doesn't want you to praise God. He did the same thing up in heaven. Told him up in there, don't worship God, worship me. Don't praise him, praise me. Convince one-third of them to stop praising God through all of his foolishness. And they got kicked out of heaven just like Satan, a fallen angel. And now he's down here trying to tell you, don't worship God. Don't say nothing about it. That's the enemy. He's doing the same thing that he did in heaven when he was up there. He doesn't want people to praise him. That's why God is allowing us to be heard all over the world, because we're leading people into giving God a billion praises at night. If God's been good to you, you owe him some praise. If you took a deep breath, you owe him some praise. Let's commence this line this morning. Let's praise the Lord, everybody from every area code, and let's do it right now. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All over, everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lift your voices everywhere.
Thank you. Thank you.
God be praised. Praise you.
Thank you.
God be praised. God be praised. God be adored.
Father, we worship you. We adore you. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Glory to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Praise him.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yes, God.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Those who join in on the praise, thank you so much. God bless you. I want to thank God. On yesterday, we had Pastor Williams on the line, and we ran out of time. We were having some difficulty on the prayer line. Technical difficulty, and you didn't get a chance on yesterday to just encourage his heart, and I want us to give you a chance this day. I'll take part of my time. But if you have a word, anybody have a word to say to Pastor Williams to encourage his heart, please, let's go. The line is open to you if you can say a word of encouragement. Pastor James Williams, amen. The line is open to you. Amen. I want to just thank him for taking time to be with us on yesterday and to be a blessing. Oh, my God. Great word.
Pastor Pfeiffer, Pastor Williams, we got the word. We received the word, and thank God for you sharing that with us. That was just, it was is most edifying to the body of Christ and encouraging to the people. God bless you.
Anyone else?
Yes, Sister Peterson. Thank you for the mighty word. You always encourage us. You always just something that lift up the heart. And you're beautiful with what you've done. I thank and praise God for you.
God bless you, Sister Peterson.
God bless you, Elder Williams. This is Sister Jean. We want to thank God for you. Thank God for that word. And thank God, because when God uses you, he uses you. God bless you.
Bless you, Sister Gina.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City, I thank God for the word, and also thank God for Elder William, just hearing his voice and teaching, and I enjoyed the message, and God bless you a whole lot, and God bless you, God bless you.
Thank you, Mother. God bless you and keep you. Ever smile on you.
Anyone else? All right. God bless
you. Praise God. This is Ambassador Hagen, and I just want to say God bless you, and thank you so much, Pastor Williams, for the word and the message on yesterday. I know you probably were a little surprised, but you were able to go forth, and what a blessing. And you blessed all of us. Everybody who heard from around the world were blessed as well. And we do thank Dr. Johnson for allowing you to go forth. God bless you. We enjoyed you.
God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. Good morning, Pastor William. I just want to just say thank God for you, man of God. Continue doing. I truly enjoy the word. And allow the Lord to use you. I remember when you prophesied to me, man of God, saying my son has a great calling, and today God is using him. He's only 5 years old. And God bless you, and thank you, everyone. And thank you, Pastor William. God bless you, and have a beautiful weekend.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
All right, anyone else? All right,
Brother Britt, thank you for that beautiful word, and thank you for being on the prayer line. Since you're telling to preach God's word, may God bless you and may have a smile upon you.
Bless you, Mother Britt. God bless you.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Bless you, Brother William. Just keep preaching the word. Mother Johnson from Indianapolis.
Yes. Bless you, Mother Johnson. Bless you.
All right. God bless you. I want to allow, if you'd like to give your address out, Pastor Williams, then maybe someone would want to send you a blessing financially. All of us need to be encouraged, everyone. And so please, if you would like to do so, please do so at this present time.
Dr. Johnson, I think I don't mind giving out my address, but I know what the work that First Fruit is doing. And so whatever the people wanted to do, I bless you now. I receive your gifts. I receive it. Don't think I don't. I receive your gift. But if you would sow it into First Fruit, amen, then that would really satisfy me. God has taken Dr. Johnson places you've never even imagined, because he walks under a king's anointing. And when you walk upon the king's anointing, people draw to you. They will gravitate to you or either run away from you. These people on this line are not running from him. They're gravitating to him. And he has the authority to bless and to speak over people's lives, and they are healed and delivered and set free. And let me say this also, if you allow me, Dr. Johnson. Yesterday, I mentioned the Lifeline prayer line. I mentioned it for a reason, not that I may use First Fruit to propel the ministry that I was that I am a part of. I wasn't doing that. I want you to understand where Dr. Johnson is going and what he's doing. We are part of, we are umbrella of the First Fruit prayer line. And what we're doing extensions of his vision, because I know First Fruit alone cannot do it. And what's going to happen, we get these other prayer lines together, and they assemble together, and they rally the call. When Dr. Johnson makes the call, then now he have not only one extension, but a host of other extensions that will come. On one prayer line, we have over 30,000 listeners, not on the blog talk, but we have over 30,000 listeners on just one prayer line. And when the time comes and he makes the call about a convention, then we want to be in a place where when he makes the call about the convention, all the leaders and will summon the people on all these prayer lines, and they will come. And you'll be able to see people that you've never seen nor heard before. And you wonder where they're coming from. They're coming because the king has summoned the call to the people to come. What God is doing in this season, you don't want to miss God. We don't want to miss God. We're no longer having church as usual. We're doing what God has called us to do, and that is to take this gospel to the nation. We are taking this gospel to the nations. All of you, everyone, we're responsible to take this gospel to the nation. If you tell somebody in your neighborhood about what the Lord is doing, you're taking it to the nations, because that one person may be from a whole other place, or they may know somebody from another nation. Take the gospel. Tell somebody about what God is doing. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbor about first fruit. Tell them and watch what God do. This thing cannot be done in a corner, not under a bushel. But it is our responsibility. Spread the gospel. Get the word out there. And we may bust these lines at their seams. So when the call is made about a billion praise convention or a trillion praise convention, people will come from all over the world. They will come and be glad to come because in order for Dr. Johnson's vision to be seen and everything that he has spoken, he did not speak a lie. He didn't speak a lie about 500-piece orchestra. He did not speak a lie. But in order for that to happen, we have to move with him. We have to see his vision and run with it. And we cannot do it if we're always sick. Dr. Johnson, pray for me. Pray for me. We need to break that devil off our own back and do what God has called us to do. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. I'm sorry for taking up your time, but we need to do a rally to call what you have said. You're the visionary. You're the one that sets the vision. You set the tenor of the steps that we are to do, what's called the drum majorette. You're the drum leader, and we're to follow this step and do what you says do. That's our responsibility. We need to do it. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Williams. We appreciate you so much. You caught our vision, and we want to thank you so much for it. The Lord had to set me down and even talk with me and show me some things, and I appreciate you so very much. A lot of times people have to speak for you, and I appreciate you speaking for me. Many times we have others on the prayer line that have caught our vision, Ambassador Hagen, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern. Of course, even before I began, my mother. And most of all, the one who had my vision, Lady Betty, Ambassador Betty Johnson. Thank God for her and so many others, amen, who have the vision. Ambassador Elect, Gina Hodges, Ambassador Elect, Prophet Stiff, and so many others. I want to appreciate all of our bishops, pastors, superintendents, elders, and friends. We do honor Bishop Hagen and Bishop Bolden. Amen. We're going to have them be speaking here real soon with our revival. And so many others who have started out with us. Some didn't start with us, but they've gotten with us now. God bless all of you. I got a message today. It's not a long one, I don't think. Bless the Lord. I don't think so. But I promised you all that I would do this. I was leaning towards something else, but the Lord said, do what you promised the people. And I heard him say it. And so I've come to talk to you about something that I believe will really help you. Let me do my little praise song myself this morning. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. Oh, my soul say yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's a verse. You've been so good.
Thank you.
You've been so good. Oh, you've been so good. Mm-hmm. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good.
Yeah.
Hear this verse. You brought me out. You brought me out. You brought me out. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost here. The Holy Ghost sent me today to speak to your hearts, and I want to talk to you because the enemy has launched a major attack on the saints.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is attacking them all across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to destroy the saints. I got a message I'm putting together. I'm going to be bringing at Amazing Grace first. I'm not going to bring it today, but it's about the enemy attacking, and the message is entitled, "What Would You Do If You Were the Devil?" Just to make people think. See, sometimes you got to figure out things yourself. And he's trying to stress people out everywhere. That's one of the things he would do. Use a silent killer. Stress. To try to discourage every saint on the face of this earth. Silently. Silently. He knows that if you put this out, certain things out in front of you that you're not going to do it. But he uses a silent thing to try to destroy you, a silent thing to try to hold you back, a silent thing. Somebody has a phone open or around you, shut all your phones off except the one that you own. That will take all that echo out of the line, if you would. Okay? That's what we have to take that echo out. And so the enemy wants to try his best try to destroy you. Let me just tell you that, well, let me read the scripture for you that I'm working from today. And it's found in 2 Corinthians 4 and 8 through 10, 8 through 10. We're troubled on every side. Yes, stress. Yet not distressed. Stress. We're perplexed. Stress. But not in despair. We're persecuted. Stress. But not forsaken. We're cast down. Stress. But not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in us. I want to talk about how to handle stress. I think the person who really knew how to handle stress better than everybody that I've ever known about is the Apostle Paul. He went through stressful situations like I never heard of. 5 times he received 40 stripes by the Jews. He was stoned once. 3 times he was beaten with rods. He was shipwrecked 3 times, a night and a day in the sea. And if you had never known about how stressful it is to be in a sea or in water, my wife and I, we got stranded on a lake out there by our house in Texas. And we were in our boat, and we somehow got stranded out there on the lake. It's a frightful thing to be on a lake. And nothing, it's pitch dark, pitch dark. You can't even see hardly anything. It's a frightful thing, especially if you're in the sea, like Paul. You don't know what's going to bite your legs off and all that kind of thing. restful. Often he journeyed in dangerous waters. Often he was in danger of robbers. Often in danger of his own countrymen, people around him. And sometimes the main ones around you are the ones who are stressing you out. He experienced that. Often in danger of the heathen in the city. Yeah, often in danger in the wilderness. Often in danger in the sea. And often in danger of false brethren. He was often weary, often in pain, often in watch for his life, just stressed all around his brother, often hungry, often thirsty, often fasting, often suffering cold, and often suffering nakedness. Paul went through so much stress, situations that would stress anybody out, and yet he was able to come out victorious. No wonder he wrote, we're troubled on every side. We're stressed on every side, but yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, stressed out, but not forsaken, cast down, stressed out, but not destroyed. And as I was looking at this text, in the spirit realm, I began to say, Lord, how did he handle this silent killer? I believe that he may have done like David did. He encouraged himself. But I've looked at the text, and I want to ask you again, if you got another phone open, don't be hard-headed. Shut your phone off because you're calling, you know, the feedback. All right? I want to ask everybody on the line, if you would, before you even go any further, you can mute your line and still listen to me, man. But I want you to say these things, perhaps talk to yourself for a moment. It's all right. And say this, you might be going through a stressful situation right now, but whatever you do, hang on in there and don't throw in the towel. God's got your back, and he's not going to let you down. And I got a feeling if you hang on in there, everything is going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Paul, may I ask you in the spirit realm, how do you handle stress? Things that get too heavy on you. You seem to know so well, you've been through so much. How do you handle that?